Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you this evening is Ian.
Michelle.
And Mark.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You'll find that the features there are completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites. Go and enjoy ours on the house at freetalklive.com. Now, in the past on this program, we've given examples of just the continuous reach into the lives of everyone by the government. Last night we were talking about, I actually talked to the guy from Delaware, the couple that had their basketball hoop stolen from them by the Delaware Department of Transportation. And just kind of all these piddly examples of how it is that the government is just micromanaging every little aspect of our lives. Your lawn is too high, or, you know, your lawn is too brown, or you can't sell that lemonade, little girl, or you can't sell those Girl Scout cookies, or so on and so forth. There's just no end to the amount of intrusiveness that these people will push upon us. And, of course, it also seems that there's no end to the amount of obedience on the part of Americans as far as...
Gotta be patriotic.
Well, as far as them being told what the supposed laws or statutes are and then just having them jump through the hoops.
Yep.
I mean, some of them will gripe about it and complain, but they don't really know what else they can do.
Well, and a lot of people just simply want to be good citizens and obey mm-hmm. the law without even considering what it is that they're being told to do.
Right, and one of the other things that we're seeing in this kind of trend of intrusiveness is that they're picking on kids more often. We've talked about how in Texas and New Jersey, at the very least, that's where we've heard about this may be going on in more places, but we know statewide in Texas, the school system, the teachers and the administrators there are making a habit of calling the police on the students for the most piddly of things. Things that everybody has, well, not everybody, but a lot of people have done as they were growing up and going to these awful government schools.
You know, like hazing and things like that?
I don't know about hazing, but, you know, mooning somebody out the back of the bus, maybe being disruptive in class, just doing things that kids do.
Yeah, they're giving misdemeanor charges for these things, as
right.
opposed to, you know, the school handling disciplinary.
Having to erase the chalkboard.
Correct, or picking up trash around campus,
right.
or whatever the punishment might have been when we were in school. It's now, you get arrested. You get a summons, essentially, a ticket, a Class C misdemeanor, as Mark pointed out. I believe it was Class C, so it's a lower-level misdemeanor, but it's a misdemeanor nonetheless, and if mommy and daddy don't pay the fine for their little 13-year-old or 6-year-old. They're going all the way down as low as, you know, kindergarten. I mean, they're literally arresting kids in elementary school. So if mommy and daddy don't pay the fine, part of the rest of the detail on the story was that, well, when the young person turns 17, I guess, they'll be threatened in that if they don't pay the fine, then it's, I think it was when they were turning 18 that they would be arrested and
oh
they would be
goodness.
Jailed
oh my goodness.
At that point. So this is happening to thousands of kids in Texas. This isn't just, you know, here and there once a week
We've
or something.
We've seen stories
like that
outside of Texas where they've been using the law, not nearly as much as Texas, but they've been using the law on you know, kids in school for activities that would have been considered disciplinary mm-hmm. stuff that was handled by the administration of the school a decade ago.
Absolutely.
Someone needs to get on board with those parents and have them, you know, collectively decide to go to court on everything, because what happens is if students are absent, the school system is not paid for that student
for
the day.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Right. So, I mean, I would think that that'd be an opportunity to, like, spin the school system right on its head, you know.
And plus, it's a great civics lesson for your 13-year-old if, you know, they acted up in class and now we have to go through the court system. And it lets them know just how unfeeling and mechanical all of this government stuff is.
Well, speaking of the court system, I actually was talking to a girlfriend of mine, Carrie Ann, that I went to college with, and she cued me to this film, Unfit, that is directed by this woman by the name of Patricia Folkrod. I'm not sure that I pronounced her name correctly, but in any event, she's an award-winning filmmaker and did The Ground Truth, which was an anti-war Iraq documentary back in 2006, where it was featured at Sundance. And this film, Unfit, this documentary, is about the just the tragic story of what's happened in the United States with kids who are being tried as adults. I had no idea that it was this many, but I guess 200,000 kids have been tried as adults, even though they're minors, in adult court. And some of them are getting life without parole as juveniles.
Well, they're not juveniles if they've been tried as adults, right? They've been reclassified as adults.
As an adult.
So, at that point, they've turned them. Although they're a juvenile in real life, in legal land, they're an adult, I guess is the way to say it.
Well, what they're calling it is they're calling it juvenile life without parole. So I'm not really sure. I mean,
it probably changes for different states.
Yeah, it'd be great if maybe she's going to call in this evening and she'll be able to clarify that for us. But I just, in watching the trailer, it's just so heartbreaking to see how the state has systematically undermined the authority of parents and takes that out of the hands, puts it into the hands of teachers and the school system, and then takes it back out of their hands, and now they're going to court over something like mooning someone.
Well, I've got to say that this actually happened to me. I was adjudicated as an adult when I was a juvenile, and the intent was it was a pretty serious crime, and the I guess the concern that some people have is, you've heard it said, well, if a juvenile commits an adult crime, then they should be tried as an adult. But it's a nonsensical statement. A juvenile can't commit an adult crime any more than an adult can commit a juvenile crime. So if I go out and spray paint my name on the side of the wall as a 40-year-old guy, am I going to get sentenced as a juvenile? No,
Mark,
that's stupid.
It's a legal description. That's all it is. Juvenile means anybody under the age of 18, which is an arbitrary age selected by the government. And what I'd like to see is at least some consistency. And obviously, I want to get the government out.
Consistency would be great.
I want to get the government out of our lives, and that would be really nice. But in the meantime, can they make up their minds, please? Either young people under the age of 18 can make choices for themselves, or they cannot. Isn't that kind of the idea? Like, on one hand, they say that if you're 17 years old, you can't consent to having sex with somebody who's 21.
Or consent to having an alcoholic beverage.
Right, but yet at the same time, you expect us to, we're supposed to believe that also that same 17-year-old can fully be tried as a cognizant adult if he or she robs a convenience store or, does something else that's horrifically bad. So which is it? Can teenagers and young people actually make decisions and be responsible for their actions? Or are they just these, mindless people, that young little people who just, they
children
cannot
and adult
make choices?
Adult bodies.
This is what I've been told, is that, I couldn't make certain choices that I did make when I was a very young man, like around age 10 or 11. I was told that I couldn't make choices. I could not consent to things at that age. But if I had robbed a convenience store, I would have been maybe tried as an adult. As you're saying, they're trying more and more young people as adults, and that's kind of what you're pointing out, is it's become a real epidemic.
Absolutely. And, these kids... Can you imagine if you've been in the system since you were, 8 or 9 in foster care or something like that, and then, you misbehave in foster care, and so they don't want you, so you go to juvie, and then you learn all kinds of good tricks, and then you go on to, bigger and better. And I mean, these are not, a lot of these kids are not great model kids.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not, in a lot of cases, they're not getting charged with these crimes because they're the kind of kid that you want your kid to hang out with.
Right. But imagine children as young as 8 years old being institutionalized from then on out. And really, when in fact, in a lot of these situations, they were actually the victim.
I'll tell you, the state is not capable of handling the situation either. As I said, I got in trouble. I spent some time in prison, and while I was in prison serving a 25-year sentence, one of these kids, two occasions, a 12-year-old showed up, and one of them had a life sentence. I mean.
How should this be handled? 1-800-259-9231. Should young people be as responsible as adults? And how does the system hold people so-called responsible? I think we need to take a look at that as well. This is Free Talk Live, and your thoughts are welcome.
And now it's time for Letty's Easter Countdown, the part of the radio show where Letty comes out and counts down. Can you believe it's only 9 days to Easter? Do you know how to figure out the day Easter will fall each year? Neither do I. That's why God made Wikipedia.
This has been Larry's Easter Countdown. Tune in tomorrow for another Easter message.
VeggieTales presents 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Get ready to celebrate the season and discover what helping others is really all about.
I've been working on an Easter-themed musical, Up with Bunnies.
We need a star.
Cassie Cassava.
She's big time.
It's an all-new Easter adventure full of bunnies, music, and love. Featuring American Idol finalist Melinda Doolittle as Cassie.
Helping one another.
VeggieTales 'Twas the Night Before Easter. Available at Walmart, Family Christian stores, and retailers everywhere. Own it today on DVD.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you'll find there for free. Get all kinds of stuff. The mobile site is there for you. You can go to m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams as well as our podcast. M is in mobile.freetalklive.com.
Do you want freedom? Build freedom. Do you have programming skills? Join the Freedom Engineering team and help develop the technology that enables spontaneous order and free market capitalism to erupt on Earth. Mobile app developers and database experts wanted immediately. Share in ownership. Create stuff that matters. Go to freedomengineering.org. It's time to build freedom. Freedomengineering.org.
All right, so we continue here. We're talking about young people, and specifically people under the age of 18 who would in the legal system be called juveniles, and how it is that, Michelle, according to a new film that I guess, has it been released?
Unfit. Actually, they're doing the last round of fundraising.
I see.
And
so a film coming out soon called Unreleased, that, or excuse me, Unfit, rather.
That is.
An unreleased film that is so called Unfit. They're talking about young kids and how often the government is going after them these days. They're just more often than they ever used to. They're doing it, and it's becoming an epidemic. They're charging these juveniles as so-called adults. And
remember, there's the three strikes law, you know, so possibly you
is
can,
that in all states? I'm pretty sure that's California.
Right, and that's where she is.
I see.
So, you know, you can steal a pack of cigarettes and steal a skateboard and then get into a fistfight with someone and go to jail for the rest of your life.
Right. That's not good.
No.
And really the biggest problem here, because I think that people should be responsible for their actions, and I think that just because somebody is 16 doesn't mean they're less responsible than somebody who is 18, because I think young people can make choices. And so when you make a choice, you do need to be responsible for whatever the consequences are. However, the idea that the government system is holding kids responsible is just completely fallacious. It's just punitive.
And
it's just punishing people.
As well as there's no remedy provided to the victim.
That's my point. That's one of the biggest problems with the government so-called justice system, is whether we're talking about juvenile case or an adult case, almost all the time, if there's actually a victim involved, if some property has been destroyed, if somebody has been harmed, their person, their body has been harmed in some way, these people rarely get restitution. They rarely are in any way attempted to be made whole. That is rarely the order on the court's part.
It's not even a priority, though. I mean, it doesn't even seem to be part of the agenda, but rather just simply punishing whoever perpetrated this so-called crime, which, you know, we claim that unless there's a victim, there isn't a crime.
Well, and the fact is that punishment mentality just doesn't pan out. It doesn't have the deterrent effect that people who support it would like to believe that it has. A real way to deter crimes from happening is by requiring restitution for those who commit them. In that, if you do some property damage or you harm another human being, then it's your responsibility as the aggressor in that case to make that person whole. Mm-hmm. And if a person who's doing crime knows that when they get caught, they'll have to make their victims whole, that can be a real deterrent, because then it makes it so crime doesn't pay anymore. Because in many cases, crime absolutely can pay, and it can pay very well.
Well, you know, I think that generally crime does not pay. I think that there's a big payoff for people who don't get caught, but that's true in either one of these systems you're talking about, the proposed one or the real one.
But if you're doing robberies, Mark, and you sock away all that money, and then all you have to do if you get caught for the robberies is spend a little bit of time in jail,
you've
still got all the money.
I don't know what you're talking about, the robberies. Robberies can carry up to 10 years, man. I mean, you know, a little bit of time in jail, you got to make a lot of money robbing to make up for 6 years in the pokey. A lot of states have these 85% rules. That's 8.5 years on a
10-year
sentence.
All I'm saying is you still get the money afterwards, whereas if you had to make restitution to somebody, at least then you would be making that person whole and the robbery would be no good.
I'm for what you're talking about. I'm for it for different reasons. I think that having been through the criminal justice system, I'm telling you, it is broken. Like, it's highly broken. Everybody will agree it's broken, and no one wants to do anything about it. You know,
what are they supposed to do?
I don't know. They could.
What politician is going to propose such a drastic, sweeping change to the criminal justice system? I mean, it hasn't happened here in New Hampshire
yet. Things that work aren't going to happen.
Maybe we'll see it happen here in New Hampshire as more people get active in the political system. But
well, when politicians, my brother went to Provo Canyon Boys School for a year. It was called Provo Canyon Boys School, but what it was for $25,000, which you have to imagine this was 30 years ago, so that was a lot of money. You could send your son to Utah, where they were manhandled and they were imprisoned, but the slate was wiped clean and there was no record. And so he was in there with senators and congressmen and, you know, businessmen's sons, and they came out after a year with no record and no whatever.
How nice.
I know. So it's, you know, and
so there's one system for the privileged,
right?
The sons and the daughters of the
right.
privileged,
kind of like
another,
the National Guard version. You know?
Well, we've seen that happen when we were down in Florida. The daughter of the governor at the time, Jeb Bush, she was caught, and I believe it was for crack cocaine. She was put into one of those rehab clinics, which, again, likely yeah. has all these rich kids at it. And when she attempted to escape from the rehab clinic so she could go out, and like, I think she'd smuggled a crack rock in her sock or something like that. Anyway, there's this drama involved. And essentially,
it was good stuff.
The politician's response to this news was that we deserve our privacy.
Yeah, let our family handle this in private.
Right.
Right. But, you know, I'm sorry, if you're just one of a normal working stiff or lower, you don't get to handle it in private.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Artie's listening in Ohio. Artie, you're on Free Talk Live, the Ian, Michelle, and Mark. Artie, in Ohio, going once. Artie in Ohio, going twice. I hear something. Sounds like a line's open there, but... And now that person's gone. Let's try Frank in Canton, Ohio, listening to WCER. Hello, Frank. Frank.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, sir.
Question just to kind of feel around. Were your values and ethics and feelings about law and justice are so, you know, there are consequences. I want to draw you a quick scene, and I'd like you to vote thumbs up, judged as a juvenile, or judged as an adult. I got two feelings.
I don't accept that. I don't accept
right.
that.
Right. If he's juvenile, I think he should be judged as a juvenile. If the juvenile system's broken, then the people who broke it need to fix it. So, I mean, the idea...
The whole system's
broken. You are seven... As far as I'm concerned, if you're 17 and 364 days, you should never be tried as an adult, because somebody who's 17 and 18 and one day can never be tried as a juvenile.
I think the classification should be eliminated.
Well, you have a problem there, because they're still, under the law, technically children, but they're young adults. And,
okay.
And no, they haven't seen a whole lot of life, but they've had plenty of years to form their own opinions and psychological problems in life. And so
I don't really understand the point of that. I'm not understanding the point that you're making.
Well, what I'm saying is they deserve rights and responsibilities, but there are certain things that are really hard crimes, and maybe you're
There's
right
no such thing as deserving rights. You either have rights or you don't.
All right, we'll come back with Frank here in a moment. Frank, hold your thoughts for just a bit. We'll come back with more of him and your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009, or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
BerkeyWaterPurification.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking about the so-called juvenile justice system. We'll return to that here in a moment.
You have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top on the right-hand side of the page.
SACL
CAI.
All right, so we're talking about young people who are just being snatched up by this government so-called justice system. And specifically, Michelle, you brought up the idea of these young people being charged more often as so-called adults in the system. Of course, just in general, young people are being brought into the system even more with the example that we mentioned from Texas, where they are being charged with Class C misdemeanors from as young as age 5 or 6 all the way up through high school, just thousands and thousands and thousands of kids every single year in Texas being charged criminally.
Right, and you clarified that if the parents are unwilling to pay this this fine, that it's waiting for them at age 18. That
correct,
it can
some jail time.
Convert to jail time, right?
So let's bring Frank back here in Ohio. Frank, you had a scenario you wanted to run by us.
Well, I'd like to change that. Instead of giving you a scenario, I could give you quick two families. You know, they're one semi-functional, and the father goes to work, and the woman is a housewife. The one beside them, the mother is a dysfunctional divorcee. The father's a trucker or an engineer and an alcoholic, and the mother becomes a crackhead or a dopehead and likes to sleep around with a number of men to feel loved and wanted. Her son grows up in that environment for half his life. He's about 13 or 14, and he builds up this hate. And he does things and becomes a hateful child because of trying to deal with that and nobody really helping him. And he decides one day the people that are semi-normal live beside them, or maybe they're dysfunctional. You can give these people any colors you want, yellow, light tan, dark black, white.
What's your point?
Well, the point is, the child, the 13- or 14-year-old, goes over and he's having a fit. His mother's out sleeping with some guy and having a beer in a bar or something.
You still haven't mentioned what he's done, and that's the point.
Well, he goes over and he's mad, and there are little girls playing in the yard. The mother goes inside and gets on the telephone. The little girl's 4 or 5 years old, and the mother left her too long for a reason or something, was cooking on the stove, whatever. People are people and human. And the little boy goes over and sees an opportunity to take it out, and he wants to kill something. And he chokes the life out of the little girl.
Well, based on what you just said, people are people, and so...
Yeah, but what... would you... I wanted to ask you folks, would you try him as an adult or as a child? 13, 14 years old.
Well, I don't think that... There isn't an option to try him as a child. There's an option of trying him as a juvenile or trying him as an adult. And what my concern with this is inconsistency and stupidity. I'm not going to support a broken legal system. I'm going to say fix the legal system. If the kid deserves whatever the kid deserves as far as punishment goes, then he deserves it at whatever age he deserves it at.
Thanks, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's bring Patricia on here. Great points, Mark, but we've actually got the filmmaker, Patricia, and I'm sorry. What is your last name, Patricia? Because Michelle was having a tough time with it earlier.
Yeah, it's Fulcrod.
Solcrod?
Fulcrod.
Fulcrod.
With an F?
Yes.
Gotcha. Patricia Fulcrod with us, the director of the new film. What was it called, Michelle?
Unfit.
Unfit. Where do people go to learn more about your film, Patricia?
Well, right now it's up on a website called Kickstarter because we've been raising money to start it. It's Kickstarter.com, and then you just search Unfit.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new format that a lot of people are using to sort of create seed money for their projects. But the title comes from the fact that in California, if you commit a crime as a juvenile, there is a process in which they quickly decide whether you are fit or unfit to be tried as a juvenile. And if you are declared unfit, you go into the adult system. And in 2001, Californians passed something called Prop 21. And they thought, I think, that they were doing it to help gang violence. But in fact, what they were doing was allowing prosecutors to declare kids unfit without any process, and you can declare a kid now unfit by being a prosecutor based on the nature of the crime.
So, and of course, prosecutors want to make themselves, a lot of them are elected, so they want to make themselves look like they're real tough on crime, and so if they can show that we're sending all these kids in as adults into the system, that they're tougher on crime in hopes of being reelected, I'd imagine.
Yeah, but also even the prosecutors, I think, who are fair, the problem nowadays in California and across the country is the circumstances of the child have gone out the window. What people see are basically the crime. So if someone hits you over the head with a baseball bat, no one's really interested anymore in what that previous gentleman described, the family life, the situation, the alcoholism, any of it. It's just somebody was hit over the head with a baseball bat.
And Patricia, you know, to acknowledge that, I was reading your bio there on the website, and you mentioned this young man who had been repeatedly abused by his father as well as his mother, and I would have called it self-defense, that finally the kid got fed up and killed his dad.
Right. And, well, the reason that's being appealed is because not only had he been abused, but that evidence, the fact that he was an abused child, was not allowed into the trial. And the judge instructed the jury to not take into consideration the age of the young man, who I believe at the time was 14. So the reason I'm making this film is because the average American doesn't know that there are 2,500 kids across the country doing juvenile life without parole. Which means exactly that. You will never even have a parole hearing, let alone have the parole hearing decide in your favor or not in your favor. I mean, what most people in America don't realize is that if you get a sentence of 15 to life as a juvenile, you're probably never going to get out of jail.
Wow.
Never. People are not being paroled in a lot of states. And the other thing that people don't realize that I didn't realize is that if you're given a sentence of 15 to life, it means very often that you serve the 15 years and then you start the life sentence. It doesn't mean if you serve your 15 years, you are automatically going to be released. So right now, there are kids going into prison at 15, 16, 17 years of age who may never get out if the system stays as it is. I mean, I just interviewed a kid who spent 18 years in jail for being in the car with another gang member who did kill someone, but he was just in the car. He got life, and because of a lot of work, he was denied 6 paroles, and on the 6th one, he was let out after 18 years.
Wow.
That's considered to be a minor miracle.
Mark, I'm sure Mark can relate here. He's the gentleman on the show. He spent 9 years in prison after being involved in a kind of a similar situation.
Well, I was around when somebody got killed, and, it was unfortunate, and... You know, I spent some time in prison, 9 years in prison, and I saw some really some disturbing stuff as far as young people coming in. There were two kids, 12 years old, that came into the youthful offender prison that I was at, and that's the term they use for juveniles that are sentenced as adults. But people under the age of 25 that were adults, they'd send them to this youthful offender prison, and there were two 12-year-olds that got sent there. Another situation, a young man who I guess was wrestling in the front yard and killed a neighbor kid. He got life. He might have gotten the death penalty. I can't remember. That's a story happened quite some time
Patricia,
ago.
Can you stick with us for a little bit here?
Sure.
All right, great. More with Patricia here in a moment, the director of the new movie, which is soon to be released, hopefully, Unfit. We'll give you more information about that here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
Join United States Marine Iraq Veterans Against the War Act, former radio show host, and New Mexico's congressional candidate, Adam Kokesh, as he goes to Washington to take that hill. Kokesh takes his successful radio show to mainstream television on Russia Today. Adam versus the Man premieres April the 11th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Adam Kokesh is the man who gives the millennial generation a voice. That's you. Get the information needed to be empowered with Semper Fi.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the fact that we give you the website and the features there for free, then take a moment and support the show on a voluntary basis by going and shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you'll get access to Amazon through our affiliate links there. You click in through the appropriate link for your country. It'll take you to the right Amazon. You get your shopping done. Get the stuff you were going to get anyway at the great Amazon prices you would normally have shopped and paid. It's just that Amazon cuts us a portion of their profits when you enter through our link at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, shop.freetalklive.com. And we go back to our guest here, who, Michelle, you managed to put this together, so thank you for that, because I think
yes,
it's a very interesting topic. Patricia Folkrod is with us. Patricia, are you there? Oh, Patricia. There you are. All right. So you're the director of a movie that is to be released called Unfit. You mentioned that folks can go to Kickstarter.com to help, I guess, fund the – is it funding the filming or the editing or the whole thing? I mean, how much of this has been put together?
It's actually – the Kickstarter is a terrific website that's taken off like fire for people who want to put their project up and raise a little bit of money to literally kickstart it. So the film isn't ready to be released. I just want to be clear about that. We're just beginning, but I have been working with kids in jail for 12 years in between making other films. I love the fact that you just promoted Adam's show from Iraq Veterans Against the War. I know Adam.
Oh, yeah, Adam Kokesh. We actually had him on as a guest last night. He's a really nice guy.
Well, I made a film called The Ground Truth about the Iraq veterans and a lot of the people in, a lot of the guys back from Iraq and Afghanistan who are in my movie subsequently formed and became a big part of Iraq Veterans Against the War, and I love Adam.
Cool.
But so this is my first film since The Ground Truth, but I have been teaching kids in jail how to meditate, how to pass their GED, how to do yoga, all sorts of stuff. And I became really alarmed in the early, like 2000, 2001, because in L.A. I started seeing all these kids coming into my class and then, you know, a few months later being shipped off literally to adult prisons, sometimes for ungodly amounts of time. And I think, you know, a friend of mine was just mugged. So for me, I'm not someone who says there doesn't need to be accountability. I think that there does need to be accountability, but my question is, what's the difference between serving 5 years and 25 years? You know, what...
Yeah. You weren't on hold. You were, I don't know if you were listening before when we were talking before you got on the line with us, but one of the points that I made was that the big one of the big problems with this government system, besides the fact that they're aggressing against people for things like having a plant in their pocket and other silly nonsense like that, is that in the cases where there actually is a victim, the victim is very rarely in any way, shape, or form attempted to be made whole. The system usually just lays out some sort of a punitive situation where the individual, whether they be adult or a young person, is put into a cage for an arbitrary amount of time. And they're told that this, we are told that this is correctional, that this is somehow rehabilitating, to put them in this gladiator school with these other criminals, essentially, and then essentially believe that when they walk out of there, that they've been somehow changed in a positive way. Not to say that doesn't happen or can't happen, but the victim is never made whole, and I think that's the most important part. As far as accountability is concerned, if they actually had to pay restitution to the people that they harmed, if they actually had to attempt to at least make that person whole, that would do a lot more to hold someone accountable than sitting in a cage for 5, 10, 25 years, don't you think?
Well, you know, I worked with kids who did. I mean, a lot of the times you do have money that you are held accountable for. You do have community service.
But wait a minute. Does the money go, point of clarification, does the money go to the state and the enforcement bureaucracies, or does it actually go to the victim?
I think in many cases it does go to the victim. But, because I made a film about the war, it's interesting to me that I've also been working with a population of kids who, at least in a big city like Los Angeles, their options are very often gangs or the military. And your caller earlier who was laying out that scenario of a dysfunctional family and this kid ends up turning around and killing his sister and, what do you do? I think that this is a huge issue because of the way we're raising and educating children. So I don't believe that there are simple answers. What I believe is that we can change our consciousness. I mean, when someone says to me, war is inevitable, I feel that brick wall down to my toes. When you work in a correctional facility like the ones I've worked in, there is an attitude that there will always be young people in trouble, that those beds will never be empty. And truthfully, what no one says is that jobs depend on it to be that way. Mm-hmm. If you go into any juvenile facility, what you will find is a full parking lot. So it's too easy to just say that it's become a business and an industrial complex the way war has. But the truth is the only areas in our society that are called industrial complexes are war, the military, the defense department, and prisons. The prison budget in 2007, which is the last number I can find, was $74 billion. $74 billion. And this is a statistic from the Department of Justice. Anybody can Google Department of Justice and you'll find it. And so what I look at is the bigger picture of how do we change the consciousness, because the consciousness is swooping up those children as a way of kind of feeding a system that individually people are great, but collectively is out to create something that I think ultimately affects all of our soul. I think we are all affected by this.
Well, don't you think, Patricia, that you mentioned the word collective as well as individual, and, I'm for promoting self-government, as I know Ian and Mark are, and I'm not sure, where you fit in with your political philosophy or philosophy on liberty or whatever, but Mark was mentioning on the break that he thinks that this starts with essentially spanking. So
I really do. I really think that we start a foundation with our, in our culture of using violence to solve problems. And I'm not saying that you hit your kid one time and that's the, that causes them to act out. But I do think that this idea that it's okay to use violence to solve problems is pervasive. It's from the very smallest kids when it starts with potty training or whatever, all the way up to how society is run. Government is an institution of monopolized privilege of the use of violence. They claim for themselves that monopoly privilege, and it's okay for the government to use violence, and people just accept it. And I think that it's the acceptance of violence that's really
manifesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's violence, but I would also go so far as to say that, find a violent person and see how well they can read. Because what consistently took my breath away, I spent last year teaching. When I finished The Ground Truth, and everyone said, well, what do you want to do next? I said, I want to go back working with the boys. And I spent a year helping kids pass their GED, like teaching full time, not as a volunteer, but as a teacher. And what always broke my heart and breaks my heart is you can see the most tattooed, hardcore gangbanger come into a classroom, and when it becomes apparent that his reading skills are that of a third or fourth-year-old, there is nobody more ashamed and more humiliated than him. You cannot fake that.
Well,
you can't fake not being able to read.
I agree with you. And I taught a friend of mine how to read there. He loved the newspaper, and we worked very hard so that he could be able to read USA Today. Not a terribly difficult newspaper to read. But it was very important to him, and I worked with him daily for months and months and months to get that done. But I really think that it's the families that use the most amount of violence on their kids often have the kids that are the least able to read. School is compulsory. It's forced upon our kids. I mean, that's just more violence. Violence that's threatened against the parents. Therefore, they have kids that are, that don't want to. They end up not wanting to go to school, and they force them into it.
Hey, Patricia, great having you on the program tonight. Our listeners can again go to Kickstarter.com and they just search for Unfit. Just put in the search area Unfit, and your movie will come up. And I hope it can get made because it sounds like a great idea. And hopefully, if it does, maybe we can have you back and you can talk about it at that point. I look forward to it. Thank you for the call tonight. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.